on the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
We bought a collection of beers based solely on looks. Now, we just have to see what's inside. And if the inside can live up to the art on the outside.
Yeah.
You know?
Today we're going to try. He looks like a giant insect wearing human clothes, but his story checks out. We're also trying Citra Jam Single Hop IPA. We're trying a mild from Forest and Main Brewing. We're trying Joy Orange Cream Chocolate Stout. Dark Places Imperial Stout with chocolate, vanilla beans, and ancho chilies. And You're Not You When You're Thirsty, Snickers Porter.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, it's time for more suds.
Hey there, guys. Welcome to another Sud segment where we believe people should be judged on what's on the inside. Specifically, what's on the inside of their beer fridge.
What if people don't have a beer fridge?
Well, then I'm really judging. I mean, yeah, I don't know that I can enter their home if they don't have a beer fridge.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It's weird.
I know. Well, I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me today at the table is good old boy Dave.
Oh, hey. I was waiting.
Well, I was going around
it's like
the
a
table.
Dramatic buildup.
And then I got to you. Yeah, I got to you.
Empty chair, sort of empty chair.
Well, you know. Okay.
Great to be here, everyone. Glad I could be part of the crew.
And I am glad as well. So let's face it, we've all been there. You're at the beer store and you're trying to pick out something new and interesting. And there's just so much out there.
So much.
That you have the potential of freezing up. I mean, there's a lot of pressure sometimes.
Paralysis by analysis.
And you're just not sure what to pick. Right?
Except your nose.
So what do you do?
What do you do?
Besides picking your nose. Well, you either go for a brand or a style that you've had 100 times before and you know what they're like.
Yeah.
Or you go for that interesting name and can art.
Yes. Yes. Because if it's pretty, it must be good.
Look, don't be ashamed. We've all done it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've all done it. But you should still be ashamed.
There's nothing to be ashamed about.
Oh, it's shameful.
Whatever. Recently, good old boy Dave and I did just that. We bought a collection of beers based solely on looks. Now, we just have to see what's inside. And if the inside can live up to the art on the outside.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
All right. So, what are we drinking today?
Today we're going to try. He looks like a giant insect wearing human clothes, but his story checks out. That's a Doppelbock from Evergreen Brewing Company in Camp Hill, PA. We actually have covered them in a past episode. We're also trying Citra Jam Single Hop IPA from Dancing Gnome Brewery in Pittsburgh, PA. We've also covered them in a previous episode. We're trying a mild from Forest and Main Brewing in Ambler, PA. I think it's a dark mild. We're trying Joy Orange Cream Chocolate Stout from Flying Monkeys Craft Brewery in Barrie, Ontario, Canada. Freaking Canadians. Dark Places Imperial Stout with chocolate, vanilla beans, and ancho chilies from Abomination Brewing in North Haven, Connecticut. And You're Not You When You're Thirsty, Snickers Porter Beer. Or Snickers Porter from Beer Tree Brew in Port Crane, New York. We've also covered them in a past episode. So a lot of folks we've talked about before on here, but I don't think we've ever discussed any of these specific beers on the show. So I think what we'll do is we'll start, you know, each one, and then we'll kind of describe the can, and then we'll go for you know, the innards.
Sure. All right. Well, we're going to be tasting these beers on the fly, giving our tasting notes like we normally do.
Yep.
And then rating them from 1 to 5, 1 being
not great,
and 5 being hey,
wow, my face got blown off. This beer was so good.
Pretty much. Poof. Yes, face just blown right off.
Tastes good.
Okay.
Like that.
Well, let's get to the beer.
Do it.
Okay. First up is going to be He Looks Like a Giant Insect Wearing Human Clothes, But His Story Checks Out. Doppelbock, 8% ABV. Ooh. One of the brewer's favorites, this Doppelbock was lagered extensively to create a medium full body with a creamy smooth finish. Notes of rich, malty-flavored caramel with dark fruit sweetness of Mission Fig, plum, medjool dates, I don't know if I'm saying that right, toffee, and a slight coffee note. A truly festive and celebratory beer.
This is outstanding. Like, this beer, the color, like that nice, deep caramel.
Yeah. The color's already drawing me in. Like, I'm salivating looking forward to this. Also, it's from Pennsylvania, so I know I'm going to love it.
Well,
and it's from Evergreen, and I know I'm going to love it too, because I love Evergreen. However.
Each beer is a new story, though.
Oh, God, the creaminess.
Yeah. But it has all the things, like the caramel. Nice, like bread, caramel. There is some of that dark fruit. Slight little bit of alcohol burn at the end, but it's 8%. Very smooth, malty, sweet beer.
You know, and even on a hotter than Hades day like it is out today, I could drink this.
Yeah, I don't know that I would sit out in the sun drinking this, but.
Well, no, but I mean. In the cool air conditioning, I could drink this any time of year is what I'm getting at.
Oh, this is a good beer. You know, we're having some pizza today. I think it'll pair well with that. You could have a steak or burger.
Oh, gosh.
Something fatty would go along well with this beer.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, tell us what it looks like, honey.
Well,
Describe it. First of all,
the can's got a lot of green, so you know I'm a fan. Yeah. And you know what? He is a giant insect, but he does look pretty good. I mean, he's got a really nice plaid sweater.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Kevin.
Okay.
And I mean, he's got a Kevin. I don't know where he works. I mean, maybe he works for Evergreen.
He could. But his story checks out. They said so.
His story does check out. I think... He's great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would definitely walk up to him and say, hey, what are you drinking?
He's got a nice jacket on, too.
He does have a nice jacket. Yes. It's a good coordinating color. Yeah.
I think he's a praying mantis.
Okay. He could be. He's not wearing a cross, though, so he's not praying that much.
Wow. That was terrible, but...
In my own way, yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I think this is a fine start. Now, I don't know necessarily that what's inside matches. Like, I don't think that a praying mantis would necessarily drink a Doppelbock, though if he did, I think that would be pretty rad.
He might. You don't
maybe.
Know?
I mean, maybe. But I am digging the can art.
Do you think the beer... I mean, I think that's one of the coolest beer names and cans that I've probably ever seen.
Oh, heck yeah.
But do you think the beer carries the weight?
Like yes, I do.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, totally. This is a win-win for me. And this is a solid 4. Yeah.
Good job, Evergreen.
Now, I mean, if it was another insect, I don't know that I would like it as much.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about that.
Like one of those little beetles that's always crawling around our house?
I don't know that I would be a fan.
Yeah.
No, I think this praying mantis type of character.
I think Kevin was the right guy.
Especially with the sweater jacket combo that he has, and not to mention the shirt with the collar.
Yeah.
I mean, it's classy. He's classy, and so is this beer.
Good job, Kevin.
More when we return.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today's episode is, well, we hope that it's more than just a pretty face. And by pretty face, we mean can art. So recently, good old boy Dave and I went shopping for beer. And when we went shopping, we were like drawn to certain cans. Because you know yourself, when you're looking for a beer, sometimes the can art pulls you right in.
Sometimes a fella just goes right for a nice set of cans. So,
yeah. Okay. Moving on.
Okay.
Next beer that we are going to talk about is from a brewery that we have spoken about before. Another Pennsylvania favorite. And I'm talking about Dancing Gnome.
On the Pittsburgh. Right side of the state, too. Like the good side of the state.
Really? Really? I think I'm disowning you as a husband. Anyways. From Dancing Gnome.
God almighty, I'm not part of this.
We're going to talk about the Citra Jam. It's a 6.8% ABV IPA. It's a variant of their IPA jam. So it's brewed with rye and heavily dry hopped with Citra hops.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, there's some disagreement about who picked this can out.
I think it was Dave.
I think it was Julie because it's shiny and she likes shiny stuff.
Okay, before
And there's a microphone and you like microphones.
Okay, before we talk about the can art, let's get to the beer.
Okay.
Okay.
It's very
what
hazy.
What do you think of the beer? It is very hazy.
Great aroma. I mean, like the citra just comes off in waves on this beer. It's so citrusy, juicy.
And also, kudos to Dancing Gnome for doing some single hop.
I
IPAs.
Was
you
just
I mean?
Going to say, I love single hop beers, whether it's like a Pilsner or an IPA or whatever. I think if you want to get to know a hop, I think there's no better way. Just sure. Showcasing it. And I'm, you know, I also have issues with certain hop combinations and when. Beer brewers make like hop salad of like, you know, let's add 15 different hops here to turn into a big
sometimes whatever. The ambrosia can work.
Yeah, sometimes it's okay.
It can, I mean. but a lot of times you're searching for something and if you don't, and you can get frustrated.
Yeah, the hops sometimes they just get in each other's way.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So this is nice that it's a single hop.
Yeah, and Citra it's a classic American hop. It's just an amazing orangey, kind of citrus, zippy little hop. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, it really lets, this beer really lets it shine, and it lets the beer shine too. You know, I think it's really good. And I like the fact they use rye. You know, you get a little extra fruity mint tooty in there.
Yeah. Yeah. It does. It's kind of impressive because it's, I feel like it's taking it out of like the traditional New England IPA-ishness. Yeah. And giving a little zhuzh, giving a little earthiness.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Western PA flair.
Yeah.
We like Western PA.
Well, I just was thinking more about like Pennsylvania rye as a thing. And I could just feel like this is the type of beer that I'd have out on a trail in Pennsylvania or like going through the mountains or something like that. Like it just makes me feel homey.
A lot of bears up there. Better watch it.
Bears could be my cousins. I don't know.
Could be. Seeing some of your cousins.
So talking about the can art, it is just, it's silver. It's got a microphone for Citra Jam, you know, like music jam. Yeah. Now, do I say that this is probably the best of the can art? No. But in terms of the beer, I think this is solid.
Yeah, it's very tasty. It's not over the top, like hazy IPA flavors, but it's definitely hazy. It's got great citrus flavor. I'm a fan. I think it's a well-made beer all around. And I would love to try the other variants too.
Yeah, right? That would be really cool. Okay, what would you pair this with?
Spicy foods, you know, typical stuff, tacos. Yeah, I'd have this with some tacos or some spicy kielbasa.
Oh.
And some pierogies.
Oh, yeah, speaking see, my love language.
I know, right? See?
Yes. Okay, now in terms of the can art versus what's inside, I think it's safe to say that what's inside is better than the can art.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to throw shade on their can art. It is what it is. You know, mm-hmm. it drew you in at the store and you grabbed it. So now you have to live, you know, with your decisions, you okay. know, and I think you should. I think you did a great job picking this beer up, buddy.
Wow. I like how you're throwing the blame. Yeah. For your shortcomings. All right. Anyways,
it's too late. It's already in. It's in you. It's part of you now.
Okay. What are we going to rate the Citra Jam Symbol Hop IPA?
Yeah.
From Dancing Gnome. Good solid 4?
Yeah, I think
good, so. Solid 4.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
I have a bad feeling about where... I think we got one more. Then I think...
What, one more and then things go south?
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, they're going to go north, which is the problem.
Okay. Next beer up for bids is from Forest in Maine, another great Pennsylvania brewery. This one is for Ambler, PA, which is close to the Philadelphia neck of the woods. Yes. And we have been there before. Really great place. This is called the Dark Mild. It is only 3.8% ABV. Wrap that one around your head, folks. Well, hello, old friend, and nice dark mild to grace us during March mildness. Granted, okay, this is a little bit later than March, but okay, fine, whatever. We brewed this one with Maris Otter and a fun assortment of dark and roasted malt and hopped it with a bit of Fuggles and Polaris hops.
Interesting.
So you're getting notes of pumpernickel, dried fig, old library books, black currant jam, coffee over ice, and some homemade biscuits. Now, doesn't that description alone just sound yummy?
That's very cool.
It is very cool. Okay, speaking of which, pardon?
No, 3.8%. That's just very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that just goes against what most, now, I will say, for a dark English mild, that's exactly where you should be going.
Yes.
3-4% ABV. Perfect sessionable beer where you just go sit, you know. I would love to try it on a hand pump. I bet
phenomenal. It's outstanding. Yeah. Yes, like absolutely.
Now this one's, so it's, we got it, it's a little old, you know, for a small beer.
Sure, but does it taste old?
Not really. I think it may have lost a little bit, but it's been cold pretty much the whole time, so it's I don't think it's had a chance to fall off too much. Still, that when you said coffee on ice, I really get a lot of that, like a little bit of roast, a little bit of chocolate in mm-hmm. there. I don't get so much of the dark fruit.
Maybe if it warms up a little bit, you would get a little bit more of that, you know.
But a great amount of flavor for a beer of this size. And you could just keep drinking them.
Oh, gosh, yes. Like, and it doesn't taste watery. You know how you would think that such a low ABV beer would be?
Yeah.
There's just, it packs a big punch, I think, anyways.
Yeah.
Well, we will return with more musings in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is kind of cool, or at least I think so, because we know that you have all been there when you're going to pick out some beer at the beer store. And you get lost in the selection and you're on a time crunch. You want to pick up something that's going to be good. You want to pick up something new. And what do? Where do you go?
You're the pretty boy.
Exactly. So you get the pretty cans and then you pray that it's all going to work out. And mm-hmm. so far, I think we've done pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yes. Mm-hmm. So right before the break, we started talking about the Dark Mild from Forest in Maine in Ambler, Pennsylvania. And we were just talking about how for such a low ABV, and I mean, this is like shocking, right? At 3.8%, that it's got so much flavor and it's very palatable too.
Yeah.
Yes. And what would you drink? I mean, what would you eat with this?
Have some pub food with this or something.
Yes, right?
Fish and chips or some shepherd's pie.
Mm. And there are plenty of good pubs in and around that area. Yeah. How about that one near Lancaster that we went to?
The Bull.
Yeah, the one in Lititz.
Oh, yes. You can't see that on the radio. Whatever. Yeah.
So good, though.
No, this is good. I would, again, I know Forest in Maine, they do some beers on cask, so it would be great to try a cask version of this on the pump.
Yeah, it really would. Now, speaking of the can art, okay, mm-hmm. the can art, this one drew me in, I'm not going to lie. And it's not that it's, like, outlandish.
Mm-hmm.
It's got, like, a green top. And then, like, green on the upper half. The lower half is kind of like this goldenrod and brown kind of wavy thing. And then it mm-hmm. just has mild, like the sun.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I looked at this, mm-hmm. and without even knowing what it was, I just thought vintage London.
Mm.
Like, such a vibe. And it was like, yep, I'm getting it that.
I could see that. For some reason, it reminds me of the Electric Company. But.
Oh. The show?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I mean, in a vintage 70s-ish kind of way.
Yeah, you know, all the graphics they used to have, like the little cartoons and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
Well, I guess we're both on the same sort of wavelength. Now, does the can art live up to the beer? Does the beer live up to the can art?
I'd say, yeah, yeah. I think they're both cool. I think the beer might be better than the can art, but
okay.
The can art's pretty darn cool.
But either way, I think this is another win for us.
I think this is one where the inside and the outside are both winners.
Yes. And God bless. I mean, a mild is just so delightful and so easy, to drink. And
I would say that 3.8% mild has almost as much flavor as that 8% Doppelbock.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Not as much body, obviously.
Sure. And, but still so much flavor.
Yeah.
And it's still, it kind of lingers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Solid. This one we're going to rate a 5. This is absolutely beautiful.
All right. Well, that concludes the good beer portion of this episode.
What are you trying to say?
I should have saved some of that mild in my cup to wash some of this next one down.
Okay, look.
I'm prejudging. I know that's a bad idea, but the can art on this thing is, I don't know if it's cool, but it's eye-catching.
It is very eye-catching.
Stop it. Sorry. Sign stuff around, man.
Very, very eye-catching. Okay, so this is called...
Me.
This is from Flying Monkeys.
Oh, okay.
And this is called Joy.
Flying Monkeys Craft Brewery in Barrie, Ontario, Canada.
Yes. This is an orange cream chocolate stout.
So, you know how you get those Russell Stover mixed candy things, and you never know which one's going to be the ones you don't want?
Sure.
Then you bite it. And then you're like, God, I got the cream one. Yeah.
Okay.
So this smells like orange cream. Like they nailed it as far as the aroma. Yeah.
Okay. This is 7% ABV. It's bittersweet dark chocolate layers that curl around a stash of creamy vanilla and zesty orange, releasing an exquisitely layered stout in sips of joy.
They are dead on with the aroma. I mean, you could wave one of those pieces of candy under my nose and it would not smell any more like it.
And you were thinking Russell Stover all the way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tastes like it too. God. Yeah.
Super creamy.
Yeah.
Super creamy.
Do you like orange and chocolate is a thing and I don't know why.
Oh, I think it's great. So years ago for Christmas every year.
Don't they have those orange?
Exactly. They were, I forget where they were from, but it looked like an orange, like it was in the shape of an orange.
Yeah.
And then you smacked it on the table a few times and it would break into individual orange slices. I was a fan of the dark chocolate. My mom liked the milk chocolate a bit more.
But with the orange flavoring?
Yeah, but with the orange flavoring. And it was just enough orange to just sort of complement the chocolate. And it was Terry's, but I don't know where Terry was from.
Yeah.
I don't know that I feel the same way about this one. Is there anything about this that tastes realistic?
it's exactly. I've never been able to eat a whole one of those candies, the orange cream ones. But this has the chocolate. It's got the cream. It's got the orange. And there's a little bit of bitter on the back. But they nailed it. I don't know why they wanted to make this, but they did a spot on job of it. I cannot throw any shade as far as that goes.
On this. Okay.
Now, do I like it? I do not.
Okay, fine.
But this is just strictly preference on the taste.
So the can art on this is, sadly, it is what drew me to this can. Without knowing anything about anything.
It's crazy looking.